I believe we have shown plenty of character, and we had a difficult first half. We were a bit outnumbered in the middle of the park because Cazorla wasn't well. He didn't feel well, and I took him off at halftime because he was dizzy. And you could see he couldn't compete, you know. So against a good Tottenham side, it was too much. In the second half, we balanced a bit better the team, and after that, I felt that we have shown great mental resources. We are on a rupture point at some stage in the second half, where we had 4 or 5 minutes, very difficult. But the team, I feel, has shown maybe less fluidity, less technical quality tonight, but great mental resources will be essential for the future as well.
These injuries and an illness today to Cazorla, that must be a real worry now. You're quite low on resources, aren't you?
I was very low on resources because we had not many offensive options on the bench. And the best thing to witness that is that in the end, Kieran Gibbs came on and scored. And
playing a little bit out of position.
Playing a little bit out of position, very much out of position, but he still shows that he's an intelligent player, that he can get in positions where he can score.
Is there, though, a sense of frustration? Because here was a chance with a win to have gone top of the table, and you're almost there, but not quite.
Well, you could say before the game today, could Man City get the points at Villa? I would have said that, yes. Could we play a draw against Tottenham after Wednesday night? I would have said yes as well. So maybe City has as many regrets than we have.
I know we can all be wise in hindsight, but with all the injuries that you've had, do you now slightly regret not managing to get more players in during the summer?
Look, we have 10 players out, and so even if he had bought one more, he could be out as well. You know, that would not have made the difference. I feel in the last 6 games, he made 5 wins and 1 draw. You have to accept that can happen as well, and that with the international break coming up, we'll recover some players after the break.
You did get Pedacek in during the summer, and once again today he proved exactly why.
Exactly why? Because he made a very important save at 1-0, who kept us in the game, and that's what you want from a top-class goalkeeper. You realise how important the goalkeeper is, you know, because maybe it's a little bit the most underrated position in the team.
Finally, I do owe you an apology. If you go back and check Twitter later when you go home, you'll see I questioned why has he brought on Kieran Gibbs for Joel Campbell, but it worked, Arsene. So you clearly know more about football than me, but were you surprised how quickly it worked?
Look, I'm not sure I know more than you, but I can sometimes be right, and you have to accept that as well.
I think it's a given, Arsene, you know more than me, but it was a good change, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because he balanced well the team. I believe as well, sometimes you consider that, you know, you put Sanchez on the other side. When he doesn't work, it gives a not different problem to the opponent as well. And in the end, it worked. But I do not want to diminish your football knowledge because of that.